From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The global terrorism threat is becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as the Islamic State, also known as ISIL, spreading its tentacles. U.S. State Department has released its annual report on terrorism. Here's Acting Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel.
The United States and our partners around the world face a significant challenge as we seek to contend with the return of foreign terrorist fighters from Iraq and Syria, the risk of terrorist groups exploiting migratory movements, and new technology and communications platforms that enable terrorist groups to more easily recruit adherents and inspire attacks. ISIL remained the greatest terrorism threat globally. Despite the losses it sustained last year, ISIL continued to occupy large areas of Iraq and Syria. ISIL's territorial control in Iraq and Syria reached a high point in spring 2015 and began to diminish thereafter.
Sibarel says 92 countries had terror attacks in 2015, but the concentration of the attacks was geographic like it has been in recent years. U.S., European, and Arab diplomats meeting in Paris today are hoping to find enough common ground to revive the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Washington's response to the French effort has been tepid, with Secretary of State John Kerry agreeing to attend simply to listen to ideas proposed by France and others. There is now a small opening, with Israel's hawkish defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, saying he supports two states for two peoples. Officials in Somalia say security forces have killed the gunman who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel, bringing the death toll from the assault to 24. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claim responsibility for the attack. They've carried out similar assaults on hotels in the past. This is VOA News. United Nations appealing to the international community to come to the aid of millions of civilians in war-torn Yemen struggling to survive as humanitarian conditions in that country get worse. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN coordinator for Yemen.
The scale of the emergency is tremendous. The scale of the needs is massive. And the depths of the crisis is immeasurable. And the suffering that goes with that is just incredulous. Every corner you turn, everyone you meet has been affected by this crisis. Everybody who you come across in any part of this has felt this conflict, has felt this war.
McGoldrick says it appears as though the fighting in Yemen has gone down since the UN-mediated peace negotiations started a few weeks ago. Turkey has condemned a German parliament vote recognizing as genocide the mass killing of Armenians by Turkey's then-Ottoman rulers during World War I. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised retaliation for the German parliament vote accusing Turkey's Ottoman rulers of genocide against ethnic Armenians during World War I. Erdogan, who is touring Africa, made his warning to Berlin while visiting Kenya.
İlk adımımız bir defa Büyükelçiyi istişarelerde bulunmak üzere.
He said the German resolution will seriously impact relations between the two countries, adding that following the return of our ambassador, the government will discuss what steps Ankara will take in response. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Presumptive Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump reacted strongly to a foreign policy speech in San Diego, California, by Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton, in which she attacked Trump, saying he is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
Americans aren't just electing a president in November. We're choosing our next commander-in-chief, the person we count on to decide questions of war and peace, life and death. And like many across our country and around the world, I believe the person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job.
Speaking in San Jose, California, Trump said his temperament is so much tougher, so much better than hers. He says lion crook Hillary had made up his foreign policy. U.S. government has announced a near-total ban on domestic sales of elephant ivory, a move intended to protect the endangered animal. Elephant population in the wild, approximately 470,000. It was an estimated 5 million in the early 20th century. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.